Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
All right, let's get into Act Two.
That was a heavy ass act one.
Yeah, it was long and ruthless.
Jesus. Lucian taking L's.
It's been a couple days, Lucian. Where are you living?
The woods.
Probably Anders' place. I'll ask him.
Anders highly recommends you lay low.
Yeah.
After you tell him what happened, he said, yeah stay here. We'll sort things out. We got to see if the dust is going to settle. If the CW is going to go looking for you, they're going to go looking for you at the temple. I'm sure Monahan will explain that you've been discharged and they don't know your whereabouts. But I'll try to look into the nature of what they're looking into with you as far as a connection to what seems like to be the flashbang at this point. But I think you, Lucian, have been compromised like entirely.
Yes.
So I think you, Lucian,
seems like it.
I think the next place they're going to look is here because you're on the books, making shmoney.
I am the creative director.
I'm going to have to strip your title there for job abandonment, bud.
I'm just getting fired left and right. Goddamn.
Hey, you're not technically fired. Okay. Like you're just, if I have you on the books, they're going to keep looking for you here. That's going to look suspicious.
Yes,
you're going to be like Stan. Stan's not officially on the books either.
It makes sense.
All right.
Yes.
And Stan's like, oh, another one of these. Okay. All right. Yes.
It seems so he's casual. He's picked up another stray. Yes.
Well, it'll be a pleasure seeing more of you, Master Lucian. And
you as well, Stan.
You both have rooms at Anders Manor. I'll just say we'll make sure you're set up nice in there.
I deeply appreciate this, Anders. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry for what happened.
I am as well. If
I know you want to see JoJo, but
I do.
I don't think it's wise to go visit him. If you want, I can try to keep some tabs on him, see if he's if he wakes up, you know, that sort of thing.
And if there is anything you can do to possibly help his condition or something, I would be deeply, deeply indebted to you, even more so than I already am.
He kind of looks down to like one side and looks back up to you. He's like, well, I'll see what I can do.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Of course. A couple days later, Anders pulls you guys in. He says, so we have some movement on the whole Harvey Dent thing. Every time Anders brings up Harvey, he calls him Harvey, not Two-Face, and he just looks real like defeated about the whole situation. He's kind of like immediately looks under the weather as soon as he starts talking about it. But he says, Stan says, yes, apparently there has loudly been put out into the underworld that a 2 million gold piece bounty has been placed on Two-Face. According to Thorn, the language he's using is a 1 million for each face. Oh.
So that's 2 million.
The night of
yes, Brandon.
So they explained it was 2 million. Then explained it was 1 million free. Okay. Anyway.
Jesus.
Apparently, the night of the quake, Two-Face made a hit on Club 22. Which was a legal gambling operation run by Rupert Thorne. The entire place was taken for its money and shmoney and was left in ruins. There were arrows upon arrows upon arrows all over the walls, the furniture, but nobody was hurt, thank God. Which is like a common thread in Two-Face hits. It's like no one's ever hurt. It's just... except for Rupert Thorne's wallet.
Yeah.
So the hit's been placed on him, and I think we it would be good to go over our information that we have here and really start trying to pin down some anything. What do you... Anders is like, I agree. I think we should all compile what information we have. I think you guys go ahead and roll intelligence checks.
13?
Three.
Brandon, you're not really like...
I'm not a smart man.
I think
but I know what love is.
The information is laid out before you, but you're not able to like make any connections to it. You just like see like a string of robberies and like the a list of places. Lucian, you kind of get like a vague, like something is striking you like between like when they're naming these places. Mm-hmm. They're they say so we'll start with the first major hit, which is the Two's Company Cafe. Next, we have a more rambunctious robbery. There were some injuries here. Gemini Jewelry. And now, most recently, Club 22. So
with twos. That,
so there you go. Yeah, that's what jumps out at you. It seems that he's targeting places that are affiliated with the number two. Anders is like, let's take a look at some of the operations and people that are associated with Rupert Thorne. We'll just kind of cross-reference this list versus that list and see what's going on and see if we can make a connection. And one name jumps out at you, Lucian, and it's a name. You're looking through some files and associations, and you see Doubleday, attorney at law. And there's just a file. There's an address. The files that you're looking through detail that this is Rupert Thorne's attorney.
Mm.
And Anders is looking over this list. And he's like,
"What about this Doubleday?"
And he says, "Yes, I was just about to say, I think Harvey's done humiliating Thorne. If my suspicions are correct, he's gonna go for the throat shot here pretty soon, try to take him down. And what better? Harvey tried to subpoena this guy's office for years to get access to the documents in there. It's likely that they're just going to go in and break in here and try to figure and take what they couldn't get before. It looks like we're moving into the end game on this. I think we need to get ahead of the situation. Tonight, Doubleday attorney at law. Are you guys cracking? You guys ready to go?
I know I'm cracking.
I know it's been thick lately with nasties.
It's been pretty gross, yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you happen to know anything about that earthquake that happened?
No, that was very strange.
Was this a freak?
Kind of cropping it up, yeah. I don't know.
Should I do like a history check? Like you said to him, it was 100 years. Would I have known that it was like 100 years?
Yeah, go ahead and make
a
history check. I like that a lot.
Me too or no?
Yeah, you can do it if you want. Maybe if that brought up something like you've heard about.
10?
It's been over a century. Yeah, for sure. You cannot remember the last earthquake, but you remember it was like
I was alive.
So long. Yeah, you were alive for it. It was so long ago and you were probably not in
Waterdeep,
like it probably happened to you outside of Waterdeep, and you're just like, it was like a quake. It was a small quake, probably.
Oh, okay,
but all quakes are notable.
Yeah.
What about you, Brandon?
I got an 11.
Yeah, you pretty much can like verify with Grandma Bobby like what the barkeep said, which is like it's been over 100 years since an earthquake. We felt an earthquake here.
That's cray.
Yes, it's been more than a century, I believe, since the last quake.
Yeah. Actually, we probably have some documentation on that somewhere. Like, it's probably in the back.
That would be interesting. I would be interested in seeing that when we get back.
We might have some spare time. Not now, but maybe in like we can look into it in the future. I think you're right. Maybe it's something. You know, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I live here now. I could just check it out.
Yeah, you could.
Whatever.
You have access to all that, and I'm sure you love to read. There's like a lot of text.
I do. I'm stoked.
So, yeah, you guys need a shop or?
I'm good.
Yeah, I have healing potions and flash grenades. I'm cool.
So, Lucian, Stan says something of note, and he pulls out your costume that, you know, like, usually you guys keep them here
yeah.
And suit up. He says, I've worked some new fabric into your costume. I've alchemized the color of the Rouge Rogue's Rouge robe into, man, it's a tongue twister, into the navy blue of your robes.
Oh, how perfect.
You look and it's this like real soft fabric that's just been like worked into the like key areas of movement, like the elbows, the knees, like anywhere that could cause like a noise. It's been fortified with this padding.
Oh, that's dope. Okay.
And he shakes it like a lot and you cannot hear it.
Like the whole outfit?
Yeah, he's shaking it on a hanger. Oh, well, he's standing up on like a little ladder so he can get the height to do it because he's a gnome. And he's shaking the hell out of this thing and he's like smacking it on stuff and you hear the stuff like rattling against like something on a table, blah, blah, blah. But you do not hear the sounds of fabric.
Oh, that is an exceptional job as always, Stan.
And he's like, check this out. And he puts his head over like a sleeve over one of his heads and he like kind of like wraps it around and you see like his muscles like stress. And he pulls it back off his head and takes a deep inhale and pulls it back. And he's like, you see his muscles like stress and he pulls it off and he takes an inhale and he pulls it back over and does it again. And he's like, are you hearing any of that?
Are you doing something?
I'm screaming as loud as I can.
Oh no. You just kind of, you know, you're like a little ball of tension, but that's all I saw.
This fabric is something else. Anyways, happy sneaking. And he throws you the costume.
Oh, this is a bright sunny day on a previously dark night. So thank you very much.
Glad I could brighten your spirits.
I'll throw that shit on. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, cool. And Stan changed your combat boots from red to black to match the ones you had.
Yeah,
like just so the aesthetic is all right.
Right.
And if we talked about like a lab coat, if you want that, it won't give you any bonuses. It'll just be cool.
Yeah, I can use a lab coat.
And it's not a lab coat. It's like a surgeon's coat, like that white coat, a doctor's coat.
I can use that.
He pulls that out for you. He's like, I thought gifts were in order. I have a little extra wiggle room on my hands right now. And he's like, now check this out. And he's up on the stilt, like wearing it. And so the bottom half is like draped over this like, stool,
right?
Like a little ladder. Mm. He says, now check this out. And he like throws it off of him. Like he's wearing it. And then he like throws it off like a cape. And it gets sucked up into what looks like his wrist. And it vanishes. Ooh, and he's tight. Like, this is a little handy trick. There's a little pocket dimension. Suck up this coat into. It doesn't really do much except for that. Now, mechanically speaking, this is all flavor. Mechanically speaking, you cannot put anything in this hole except for the suit.
Right. It's the pocket dimension can only fit this specific coat.
Yes, the magic's like tuned to each other, I guess we can call it. Yeah. Whatever BS we're going to input here.
Right.
It's just so you could look cool.
Right.
I got you.
All right.
Wait, so in that effect, I can't really use my lab coat for anything.
Yeah.
Other than just being swaggy.
I'll allow you to use it for like practical stuff. Like if you need fabric for whatever, if you want to like light it on fire and throw it at somebody, I guess that's fine.
Okay.
But if you destroy the coat, you'll ruin the magic.
I see.
That'll be the trade-off.
I see.
It's just for like a really cool wrestler's intro.
Right.
Like you're walking down.
I got you.
You just...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like how they always just throw off their clothes. Yeah. But then you actually get to keep it.
Yes. Right. Like somebody walked down an aisleway wearing a cape and like threw it to the side and they're in their like their wrestler's outfit.
Yeah, that's
like
perfect.
That. Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect.
I dig the aesthetic.
All right. Your map is marked for... the business district, like kind of the fringes of it. Doubleday attorney at law. Brandon, you recognize this area as like one of the more run down parts of town.
Well, happy hunt. Happy hunting. Happy. Go get him, boys.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Hey, before you go, if you see Harvey, try to. I think he's still in there. Maybe try to reason with him first on my behalf. I would really appreciate it.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah, we'll try.
Thank you.
And he shoos you off. Did you guys need anything from the shop?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I'm okay.
All right. So the operation on this contract is a stakeout to basically like wait for this guy to show up. So you get to the area on your map. I always picture you guys like rolling up to the location, like over a rooftop, like at the highest locale,
yeah,
pretty much. If there's anytime you guys want to change your approach, you can let me know. If you guys want to use the sewers or like scope the area from like a low vantage point or like hide out in an alley, if you ever want to change it up from the standard, just let me know and we'll like approach the situation from like a perception standpoint.
I think this makes sense to do it from like a top down observe kind of situation.
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
I want to switch it up.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I could be on top.
Yeah, I want you on top.
Gross.
Jesus, no. I realized it was, I said it, and I was like, I made a mistake.
I want to be power bottom.
I'm sitting here with Steve. Yeah, I was like, I'm sitting here with Steve. God damn it, Steve.
I do want to be on bottom, though.
So you're splitting up?
Yeah, so if we're gonna stake out, I'm so tired of actually seeing something happen and then having to get down to them. And then they're like, oh, okay. Oh, look at there. So I want to be on the ground this
totally
time,
yeah.
You know, and then Lucian can be my eyes.
Sewer, alleyway, what's up?
Can I be like in an alleyway, like underneath like some cardboard box, snake style?
Yes, you can.
Tight.
You have like a wooden crate that you're like, it's big enough to house your lumbering body.
Yes.
And dope. Yeah, you hear like the slight like of the box against the floor. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes. Okay. So you guys are getting set up for this operation. There's actually a cart outside of the joint already.
And I'm like stealthed up on the roof.
Make a perception check to reveal how much about this cart I tell you.
Right. Can now. I see out of my box?
Yes.
Okay.
12.
16.
Ooh.
This house is drawn. This cart is drawn by a large black stallion and a large white stallion. Half of the cart kind of looks like metallic, like matte, and the other half looks like a really nice, crisp, like wood.
Strange.
And the spokes of the wheel on one side, on this like metallic side, have like spikes coming out of them, kind of. Like a trucker tire or trucker wheel or whatever. Yeah, like those big spikes coming out.
Right.
And the other side was like a standard, like normal, like metal rimmed wooden thing. And the front door, this building, this little business, it's like a strip of like little offices that are owned by different people, it looks like. That's like your intel on this place. And the front door is like open.
I'm admiring the aesthetic. From on top of the thing.
You're admiring the aesthetic?
The aesthetic of the cart. Yeah,
oh, it looks like atrocious.
It looks like somebody karate chopped two different carts in half and then sandwiched them together. Yeah.
I mean, with what I know about Two-Face, I'm just like, oh, all right. It fits. It fits the aesthetic. That's all I'm saying. And the front door to the double day is open?
Well,
or the front door to the
is open. Where you would, it's the front door to the office strip that is here. Okay. Doubleday has an office inside this strip.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
A bunch of different offices.
Yeah.
So this isn't like Doubleday's door. It's like an entryway to get to all of the units inside this building. It's like a business complex. You guys know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah. I believe, is it enclosed or
it's enclosed. Okay. Every door inside would be like a different business.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. It seems we need to go into this complex.
Right. There's no one on the cart, right?
No.
And there's, okay. Yeah.
Can we check out, can we scope out the cart first?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I'm going to sneak up to the cart.
Okay. Make a stealth check with advantage for your boots.
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
9. 2.
Okay. So 9 plus
2. So
11. That's fine. I mean, you silently glide up to the side of the cart and you, you're able to like inspect it. Do you want to like do an investigation on it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
God. Oh, man. Oh my God.
Crit one.
Crit dice.
Yeah. It just looks like how I described it already is like, it's like two carts sandwiched together. The horses look like they've been, I'll give you like a little bit. No, I won't. You nat one. You only get what I've already described to you. I'm not going to like punish you any further though. What about you, Lucian? What are you doing?
Could I, so you said it's enclosed, so from my rooftop, I can't really see into the complex at all. I would have to go through the front door, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, all the front-facing windows have their shutters drawn.
Okay, yeah.
Curtains, blinds, etc.
I'll try to come down and then do the same stealth and look and see if there's anybody in the cart. That seems like priority number one right
okay,
now.
Okay, stealth with advantage.
Mm-hmm. 15.
Yeah, you're able to stealthily move up there and make an investigation.
9.
Yeah.
It's better than what, though.
This is a standard. It's like...
But I mean, is there anybody in it?
There's no... You look in one of the windows and there's nobody inside. You notice the interior matches the exterior, like, which is like split in the middle. Yeah. One side has like nice leather seats and the other one is like hard metal and like, you know, maybe like some chains. Like an ashtray. I don't fucking know.
An ashtray made out of chains.
Yeah.
It does not appear that there's anybody in this slightly atrocious, slightly not atrocious carriage.
Do you think it's weird that this cart is just out here by itself?
I mean, it tracks if this is Harvey and he has embraced his alter ego. He had a duality to him somewhat, maybe. Am I making assumptions right now? Because out of character, I know shit.
Right. But I mean, either character, like, it doesn't make sense for anyone to just leave this cart out here.
I mean, it does not seem like he has tried to hide his.
So this was like a random getaway vehicle, no one is watching this thing.
I mean, he might be by himself. We don't know how he's been operating.
Should I just smack this horse's ass and let this cart go?
Oh, so he has no getaway?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea. Actually, I don't mind that.
Okay, sure.
Sure.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
I want to like...
You want like smack animal handling?
Yeah, I want to smack this horse's butt to make it just go run off.
Okay, make a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Why, am I on the cart?
You're like walking up to this horse and smacking it, right?
Yeah.
It could like kick
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Like make a dexterity saving throw. Oh, okay, sure.
It's a plus 2.
You have advantage because of your danger
right,
sense.
So
you're 11, in danger.
11 plus 2 and 3 plus 2.
Yeah, no. You're going to get kicked for some damage right now. I'm going to give you a d6 of bludgeoning. You take 2 damage as this horse like kicks you in the shin. And it doesn't budge. You smack it on the butt and you hear like the smack. You don't think you like heard it, but like
he has trained his horse as well.
Yeah. My friggin' chin. Okay, well,
unless you want a hero point out, you were close. You want a hero point out of it? The damage? It would just be the damage that you hero point is 2 damage.
No, I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. Which yeah, okay.
All right. Well, I mean, there's nothing here.
No, I mean,
so want to just head on inside?
Let's get in there, yes.
Just like, let's get this shit. Put smack, crack, You know what? Never mind.
Yeah. Let's go.
You're right. Okay. Yeah, you guys go inside.
Are we still technically stealth? Do we need to do that again?
No, we'll keep that same. You guys are stealthing right now.
Okay.
So there's a downstairs floor and an upstairs floor. Like you basically come in and there's a staircase to your right that goes up to what looks like a hallway that goes to the left and right. And then there's an identical scene on the first floor minus the stairs. Like you go behind the stairs and there's a left and right hall with like doors aligning the hallway like per office.
And was there one of those like placards on the front of the thing saying where?
Yes. Where Doubleday. Yeah. You look at that. It's actually just on the inside. And it is a placard and it says Doubleday 2-F.
So indicating second floor, possibly. We should.
Yeah, and you're looking at the stuff like right around you, and you see on this first floor you can see how the they're like labeled, 1A. And it's like 1-A, 1-B, 1-C.
It appears we are to go to the second floor.
Sure, let's go.
Let's rise.
Yeah, you guys silently move up the stairs and down the hall toward F, and you see the door for F has been left ajar. On the glass, it actually has that like white writing that says Doubleday Attorney at Law.
Sick.
You know, like that kind of like sticker stencil stuff. It's like you can't, it's not like a sticker. It's like paint. All the businesses have the windows labeled like this.
Okay.
But yeah, you see it left ajar. It's like facing you. The door is like facing you guys. So you'd have to go around the open door to go inside.
Okay. It's going to open out towards us, basically?
Yeah, it opens like you would have to reach out with your left hand to grab that door handle and then pull it so the door would swing out to the right.
Yes, definitely.
And you guys are approaching the front face of that door, which has been swung out to the right.
Gotcha. Let's do that and kind of creak it open as best we could.
Well, it's already open.
Oh, it is. Okay, just kind of peek in, I guess.
Just have a quick little peek.
You see
a little peeking.
You see.
Can we peek at the same time? our little heads. Just
you guys both peek around the door. Make perception checks.
Yes. So cute.
It's like a fucking Looney Tune.
I'm distracted by the cuteness. I got 7.
I got 5.
Okay.
We're both distracted by the cuteness. I'm looking up at him like, oh, that was cute.
You guys don't see much, except it's pretty hard not to see a figure hunched over a filing cabinet. There's a crowbar on the floor next to them, and there's an orb of light floating around in the room, kind of illuminating an open drawer full of files.
An orb of light.
Yeah, and you see somebody wearing like a black suit, like hunched over the open drawer.
Wait, so we see one figure hunched over,
mm-hmm.
and then we see an orb of light.
Yeah,
and then
like
we see another figure.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just him.
It's just him. I just explained him again. He's like wearing a black suit.
Oh, I see. I see. Would we know what this orb of light is?
Make Arcana.
Ooh, could I as well?
Yeah.
11.
21.
Yeah, it's magically conjured light. It's
like a dancing light.
It's like a dancing light.
Cantrip.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Would we know that, well, because we didn't do super good on our perception, we could surmise that this is Harvey.
Right.
So we should call out
to him. Yeah, I'm gonna surmise out of all the clues that led us to this one point, him. I'm gonna assume it's him.
Harvey.
This figure gets up and turns around and immediately like points their arm out towards you and says, "Who goes there? Who's that?" And you see this person was not wearing a black suit as much as they were wearing half a black suit. And the other half of their suit is a nice clean white.
Ooh.
They have one hand they're wearing like this suit with like a long sleeve.
Mm.
With your perception wasn't very good, but you see something kind of under the, like you think they're wearing like a gauntlet or a bracer.
Okay.
But they have their arm pointed out at you. And in the other hand, they have some files. It looks like they pulled out of this filing cabinet.
I'll just throw my hands up. Say, Harvey, we could talk about this. We don't need to escalate this. We're here to help.
You're not going to help me. You don't know me. He's like, you get out of here right now.
Does he see me too? Am I
you
in
guys
the
both like
oh, okay.
peeked around the corner.
It's like, you can turn this around, Harvey. You don't have to follow through with this.
What do you know? I'm out to get Thorn and I'm going to have him if it's the last thing I do.
You don't have to be so aggro, man.
We can help you with Thorn. We've tangled with him before.
Yeah, we can do this. We can tackle Thorn the right way.
Make
you can walk the path of light.
That's my line, but yes. Yes.
You see you're like holding a flashbang. You're like, yeah. Make persuasion rolls.
Do I have my coin?
You have your coin.
Sure do. I don't have it, but do it, bro.
I want to use
right
my coin.
There. Do it.
Do it.
One is heads, which is a 20.
Okay.
And two is tails, which is a failure.
Didn't we do it the other way?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like, was it one a failure and two the 20?
It was last time, but I just said.
You did.
Oh,
no, I agreed to that term as I flipped it.
So this is, you're 0 for 3 on this coin.
It's whatever you guys want to do. I didn't know it changed.
Oh my God.
I got a 6.
All right. Everybody roll initiative.
Frey.
All righty.
Cool.
Let's freaking die, man.
Keeping constant with my shit initiative. Damn, we can't talk fucking nobody out of nothing.
I know, man.
This is bad. I got a negative one to my charisma, though, so it makes sense.
All right. What'd you guys roll?
9.
11 for me.
Okay. First up is two people that you guys hear roll up behind you. You hear footsteps down the hallway, and in the doorway, you look behind you, and you see two large dragonborn men, one with red scales and holding a hammer, holding a great sword, a buster sword.
Oof.
And the other one is white, and he's holding a hammer and shield. And the one with the hammer and shield is up front, and they say, Two-Face, everything all right in here? Oh! They're like, oh! They just start simultaneously being like, oh, oh, oh! And Flashbang, you're up.
Oh, good. Okay. So I have Harvey in front of me and Dragonborn's behind me, basically.
Yes.
Oh, again, I always have these damn decisions of who to fight. And Harvey is like, has his back to the cabinet, right? So he's like basically up against a wall.
Yeah, you're in like a 20-foot box right now. There's a desk. There's like furniture all over the place. There's like desks and chairs. There's this filing cabinets. There's a window that leads to the front of the unit.
My quandary as always. Since I still hold out hope for Harvey, I'll turn, I guess, to the white dragonborn behind me.
Yeah, he's in front.
Yeah, and I'll do a slash out with my spear.
Okay, sure. Make an attack roll.
Okay.
That's on min.
23.
Min.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hit. You're able to like weave between the shield.
Min is nice.
Okay. That would be 11 points of damage for the first spear hit.
Cool.
And then I will key point patient defense and dodge.
Nice. Okay. Next up is Two-Face. Initiative broke out and you guys started hearing like a whirring sound on this guy's wrist. Two-Face is going to use their bonus action. They're going to take a coin out of their like breast pocket. And they're going to... So I rolled. Okay. Here's what happens. You hear like a whirring sound as they pull back their sleeve, and you hear like a little tss, and there's an apparatus on Two-Face's wrist that is spinning in a clockwise fashion, and it's just loaded up with looks like bolts, like crossbow bolts.
Oh shit!
And he fires 6 bolts.
Oh my gosh.
Make dexterity saving throws.
Oh no.
Why'd
you roll twice?
With the dodge action I get.
Oh, advantage. That's right. So you guys both dodge. He fires these bolts out he just like sprays it across. Brandon, it looks like he was aiming for you, and as you guys are like moving and weaving to dodge these, they fire like pretty fast, like faster than anybody could fire a crossbow. And Min actually holds up a shield and like catches one of these bolts as like Two-Face is like moving his arm to try and catch you as you like nimbly dodge these bolts. And his wrist, it looks like it like steam rises from it. And you hear another as it continues to spin, and another apparatus further up his arm seems to have reloaded it.
Oh fuck.
Next up is cool. The surgeon.
Cool.
Oh man. Did you touch Min?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You did?
I gave him a nice spear.
Okay, I'm gonna rage.
Okay, that's your bonus action.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna shit out Jude Law.
Jude Law appears from your butt the front way and you jump through him.
Yes. And then let's see. It's probably better to do it with the great axe, huh? Since I only have one attack.
Yeah, that's usually how your first round goes.
Okay, yeah. So sure. I'll attack with the great axe.
Okay.
Boom.
To Min.
Oh, okay, nice.
That is 9 plus 14.
Not enough.
Okay.
He's able to bat away your great axe with his shield.
Oof.
Okay. Okay, so next up is Max, which is the red dragonborn that's in the hallway. He steps around his brother and in arms, I guess. And he tries to attack you, Brandon.
Okay.
4 plus 4.
Plus.
Yeah, he misses. So next up is Min, who's going to attack you, Lucian. They're like stepping around each other. That's He's going pretty, to attack you for 8 dope. Plus 4 is 12.
No.
All right, so he goes to swing his sword at you and misses. So next up is you, Lucian, flashbang.
Ooh, okay. I guess I will repeat. I will try to spear him.
Okay.
Spear Min. Or 14?
That's a miss.
It misses.
You see Min like handily like repelling attacks with like shield
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm a little bit worried about all these things. I'll key point dodge again.
Okay, sure. Next up is Two-Face. Going to take out his coin and flip it again. And yeah, he's going to fire his weapon. 16 and 17 plus, yeah, so 20 to AC, Brandon.
It hits.
You take this much damage, 3, multiplied by this much damage, 1. You take 3 piercing damage.
Okay. We don't do the dex save throws?
He actually missed his last attack roll against you. And just kind of fired open into the room. So right. I had you guys make dex saves.
I see. Okay.
So this apparatus seems to, you hear the and like there's arrows being like fired into the wall and stuff. You're able to dodge most of them, but you take one to the shoulder and it's like no big deal to you because you end up taking 2 damage, I think, from the rage resistance. And
that's true.
You
so it took 2. So you're at 55, I think.
You hear the apparatus on his wrist kind of like steam, and then it looks like it locks up, and you don't hear that second set of
right.
And next up is the surgeon.
Surgeon,
yeah, to see you, my friend.
And you said it's a 20-foot room.
Yeah,
and he is locked up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna head over to Two-Face.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to attack him with my 2-hand axes.
Cool.
12?
That is a miss.
Okay.
12.
Second one? 14.
Also a miss.
Great.
So he's just like moving good. Handily around your swings. Next up is Max, who's going to actually enter the room and pursue you.
Okay.
So he'll be flanking you on this attack.
Oh, no.
He'll actually provoke an opportunity attack from Lucian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, 23 to hit.
Okay, that hits him.
For 5 damage.
Okay, so he takes 5 damage.
Nice.
Just a quick jab.
Okay, how is 19 to your AC?
Surgeon? Yeah, it hits.
Okay, so he's going to do... what was it?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Half.
Oh, yep, here we go. Half of 2d6 plus 4. So 5 and 6, so 11. So he does 15 damage. So he takes 7 damage.
Oh, God. Jesus okay. Christ.
Yeah, he just like rips into your back pretty much with his greatsword. Yeah, that was Max. Next up is Min. He's going to attack you, Lucian.
At disadvantage.
Yeah. So that's a 13 to AC.
Miss.
Miss. Next up is Flashbang.
Okay. I'll keep up the punishment on Min and go for a spear.
Okay.
Fuck. It didn't hit. It was a 10.
Yeah. He's messing you up with his shield. The shield work is real good.
I don't know if I should dump all my shit into this man. I'm worried about it. So yes, I will. I'll bonus action flurry of blows for a key point.
Okay. Oh man.
Yeah, man. 19 for the first unarmed.
That's a hit.
And 15 for the second.
That's a miss.
7 damage.
All right, next up is Two-Face. He's going to disengage from you, Brandon, and he's going to exit the room.
Coward!
How? From where?
What do you mean?
Like, aren't me and Min in front of the door?
I mean, yeah, kind of. Like, movement gets, like, real weird in these scenarios, yeah. But I'm... You can take an opportunity on Two-Face.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure. For 20.
Min is going to impose disadvantage on you with his protection style fighting.
Oh, this bastard.
Yeah. Which I should have done earlier.
That Min, though.
Same hit. Same.
Oh, you still hit, though. Yeah. You're able to like bat this guy's shield away and take a stab at Two-Face.
For 5 damage.
It's like, ah!
Pity.
Pity.
Yeah.
Right to that pity.
So next up, he's actually going to take this bonus action to flip a coin. Oh shit. Ooh. Cool.
That was a yes, I believe.
Yeah, one is yes and two is no. So next up is
Two Faces 3 for 3 for his
surgeon.
Goddamn. Oh.
For his goddamn coin flips. Do I get an opportunity thing since he disengaged from me?
He used disengaged action to like make that not happen.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
he took his whole action to like safely remove himself from combat
from
with you.
From me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're now engaged in combat with Max.
Yeah. Oh yeah, big boy with big sword. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess I'll attack Max then.
Okay.
I'll just attack him with my two hand axes.
Okay.
That's a 16.
That is a hit.
Awesome. Fucking finally. So that is 3 plus 3, which is 6.
Okay.
Wait, plus the 2
plus
for
two,
rage.
So 8.
8. And then for the second attack, that's 16.
That hits.
And then second hit is 6.
Plus the 2.
Plus 2, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You I still get the plus.
You get
only
the rage.
For rage
damage.
Oh, yeah. For the rage. Oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah,
8.
So another 8.
Okay. Tight. So you cut into this guy pretty good.
Yeah.
He doesn't look as well armored as his buddy.
Yeah.
So next up is Max, who just took that damage. He's actually going to kind of
you going to do, Max?
He's going not to not disengage with you. He's going to move to the... So you guys are in the room. Min is kind of like still in front of the door a little bit.
Yes.
Max is going to take position next to his brother. And so you're welcome.
So he
to,
moves back.
You're both welcome to take opportunity attack on him.
Great.
Yeah. One of you,
22.
Lucian, you'll have disadvantage because of the protection.
Fuck, I miss.
I got a 5, 7.
Okay, they handily like bat away your. I've been saying handily so much. They easily bat away your attacks.
Well, he can only do that once a turn, right? Or is it
yeah, he
whenever?
Can only disadvantage once.
Okay,
it's his reaction, so yeah. He burns his reaction on that. And they actually, they both look like they take a very deep breath.
Are they gonna fusion, huh?
No, they're going to fire breath. They're going to breath us. Right now.
And a mix of two 15-foot cones fill this room with cold and hot and cold and fire damage.
Oh,
make dexterity,
sick.
Make dexterity saving throws at disadvantage.
Some icy hot garbage. Disadvantage?
But I have advantage on dex throw. So when disadvantage and advantage
straight
conflict,
it would just
straight roll.
It would just neutralize it. So you'd take one, you just roll once.
I just roll once. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. I'm about to take this fat.
14.
Come on, baby. Yes, 20.
Okay, you guys both pass, but the entire room is filled with these cones of breath weapon. And you're going to take half of 2d6. So you're going to take four. You're going to take three damage, and you are then going to take... actually, give me... You're probably going to take some damage right now anyway, so I'm just going to roll two more d6 for 8 damage as the floor collapses.
Oh, fuck. Wait, so what was the first one? It was 3, and then...
You take 3,
so
and
11
then,
total.
Yeah, 11 total, so you take half of that.
So okay. You take half.
Take half of 11?
Yeah.
So 5.
So you take 5.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. I need you to make constitution saving throws.
17.
5.
17 is good. 5 is bad. Brandon, you guys fall down a story into like another office. Brandon, this filing cabinet that was kind of nearby you, like falls awkwardly onto your arm.
Oh, great.
And it pins your arm. Your arm, you kind of fell in like a starfish, sort of like you weren't expecting to fall. And this filing cabinet falls and pins your arm down.
Oh,
and
no.
And you feel a sharp pain in your wrist.
Ew.
Oh, no.
The worst kind of pain.
Yes.
The sharpest.
Lucian, you're able to... to see this desk, this yeah. large desk that it was like precariously on like some of this broken flooring
yeah.
and it fell, but you were able to move out of the way in time over towards
hell yeah.
Lucian. But you are, you're kind of in like this, this office that you're now in is like full of the furniture that was in there before and the entire floor above it.
Yeah.
Which is like the door has kind of been barricaded. The window is kind of in a similar fashion. You're in like a difficult situation. What do you guys do?
Is there are there any other doors around? Is there any other exit other than the front door?
There's one way. There was one way into this. Two ways into the office, and they've both got debris
blocked.
Totally in front of them.
I'm not prone or anything, am I?
You're prone.
Oh, okay.
You're absolutely. You're prone and pinned under this filing cabinet.
Okay, tight.
And I see him. Yeah. Prone and pinned, right?
Yeah, he probably yelled out when this yeah. filing cabinet came down on him.
I would try to help get it off of him.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only thing I can do right now.
It's kind of wedged in there. Make a strength saving or make a strength check to try and like push it off of him.
My plus 0 strength. Let's go. Let's go. It's a 15.
That's good enough. Yeah, you're kind of able to like, you need to move some debris
like
off
maybe
of it.
Maybe I'll throw put my spear underneath it. Use
try to like
leverage.
Help crowbar. You're yeah. able to get it up just enough for him to get his arm out. Brandon, there's something like wrong with your wrist.
Oh no.
It hurts a lot and it's very, you can't really move it without feeling like intense amounts of pain.
Oh God.
How was your wrist, Brandon?
Itai.
We will have to have stuff.
Jude Law Bobby is like looking at, he's like got his hand like under your wrist, like looking at it, like a concerned look on his face. And he like looks at you and like shakes his head.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. My arm's no good.
Oh, that's, we need to get out of this place.
Right.
It is the whole, is where we are burning also?
There's some like residual like fire kind of and like cold, like you see like ice on half the room and like some fire, but nothing like lit on fire.
Okay. I didn't,
there's like embers and like it doesn't look like any, it's in danger of like going up in flames.
Yeah. Could we grapple hook back up the floor and then go out the door? Is that a possibility?
I'm going to say that your hand that was pinned was not your grapple hook hand.
Okay. So I can do that.
It seems like that's the only way out is up and out.
Aren't the two boys right there? Two dragon boys?
You look up and they're no longer in the doorway.
Yeah,
you can actually, if you like take a second to like after the debris has been like cleared, like you guys are listening and you hear like footsteps, but it's hard to tell where they're coming from. Just they're far away.
Thump thumps.
Okay. So let's just get out of here.
Yeah, we'll do that then. We'll grapple hook up to the,
you guys go to put your grapple hand hooks up to fire a shot and you hear the breaking of glass and you hear something fall onto the floor nearby you.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
And you fire your hook shots up into the ceiling and you begin to ascend as you hear this noise and make another dexterity saving throw.
No.
Ooh, that nat's 20.
Oh, 18. Nice. You guys both are able to get out of the way of most of the damage that incurs as there is an explosion that rattles the building.
Granado.
And actually,
always granados.
Make one more dexterity saving throw as your grappling hooks are like knocked loose because of the vibration of this explosion.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. 7.
18.
Lucian, you fall, you fall precariously like onto, like a piece of debris, ouch, like, probably that desk that you avoided. You like
it's
fall
like a back motherfucker.
It like fell and it fell on its side and you like fall onto it.
Ooh, ouch.
As it's thrown askew, like back up against the wall.
Yeah.
And you also like, you're unhooked and you're up against the wall from this blast. Mm. I'm not going to have you like, maybe take some damage. I'm going to give you guys like a D6 of damage because you were able to like handily get out of the blast zone of that pretty quickly. I said handily again. You take 4 damage, but you fall and Brandon, you're able to catch yourself. Lucian, you take another 3 damage. And how are you looking?
20.
Okay. Make a constitution saving throw.
You bastard. cool. A 5.
You land on your rib cage.
Ow.
And
do I feel like,
yeah, like you guys are getting tossed around in this room like ragdolls right now. Like so you're on the first floor again. And it's hard. You feel it when you breathe, Lucian. What do you guys do?
We need to get out.
Well, I mean, can't he just hookshot back up again? Yeah. I mean, it was just one grenade.
Yeah.
Right? It was,
yeah. And I'm already up, right?
No, you both, you fell down to the bottom.
Oh, but I landed.
But you landed. Okay, you landed like safely.
Okay, yeah. So round 2.
We don't have any option. Yeah. Yes, let's go.
Okay, cool. So we hook shot back up again.
Okay, so now you guys are able to make it to like the hallway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys don't see anybody in the hallway.
Okay, well, we head outside, I guess.
That cart there,
it's gone.
Yeah, of course. This fucking
stupid
guy.
Horse.
Yeah,
kicked my shin.
If only you had slapped that horse way harder.
Yeah. Well, what now? Go back to Anders' place and recover.
Could we?
We're like effed up.
Yes. Could we make some sort of perceptions around? Could we see like skirt marks? Like, did they Tokyo Drift around a corner or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they're rubber tires.
Yeah.
Make a perception check.
It's 16.
14.
there are more than several people that are have started to come out into the street just as you guys are starting to like come out and look around.
Oh yeah, we gotta go. Let's leave for the time being.
Somebody far away is like pointing at you guys.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
And you see like that first floor, like a lot of that wall is like blown out. Like, like there's been like heavy damage to this building.
Frick.
Those dragon boys are so strong.
They are, yes. They definitely were. Jeez.
All right, so what do you want to do? You want to hop in the sewer, Rathar?
Sure.
Sewer travel.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
They're giant rats. Fight them. You guys are going back home to base?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you guys make it there. Yeah, Anders and Stan are like, you guys need a rest, like real bad.
Yes.
What happened?
I think I broke a rib.
Yeah, and I think I broke my wrist.
Or something of that nature.
So go ahead and roll hit die for a short rest.
Oh.
For an hour.
Just once?
However many times you want.
How many you want, yeah.
What?
Yeah, you have a pool of hit die four that you can use every time you short rest, but they don't recover until you take a long rest.
What do you mean however many I want?
So you have four hit die at your disposal. Yeah, every time you take a short rest, you can use all of them or none of them.
Oh, I see.
Or any amount in between.
Okay, I see.
I use three.
And what does that put you at?
36 out of 38.
That's exactly what you rolled last time. You used hit die. Not this last time, but the one last session, yeah.
It's probable. Yeah, I don't know. I got fucked up. Lucian taking L's this episode.
All right, I'm good.
Okay. How many hit die did you roll and how much HP are you at?
I rolled 3 hit die and I'm back at 51.
Nice. Okay. However, you guys recover this like statistical HP, but it doesn't cure what Lucian feels in his rib cage and what you feel on your wrist, Brandon.
Right.
Brandon, for the rest of the session, you will have disadvantage on strength checks. You will not have the ability to use your offhand.
Okay. Does that mean I can't use my two-handed?
You can attack like you're using two-handed, but you will not be able to attack with that hand. So like, no. Yeah, I guess the answer is no.
Okay.
Like you can still use the on-hand like mini axe.
Yeah,
but not the great.
Not
axe.
Not the.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay. So nah. Okay. So next up, Lucian, you will have a disadvantage on like movement checks, athletics, acrobatics, dexterity saving throws. Yeah.
You're a monster.
So next up, basically, you guys are being tended to, and Stan is looking over your wounds. He's kind of like your resident medical associate of some kind. They have some light training between Anders and Stan, and they're like, "Ooh, yeah, Brandon, your wrist isn't broken, but it is sprained. And Lucian, I don't think your ribs are broken, but they are bruised. Maybe one or two of them.
Yes, it hurts a lot."
Try to do this. And he puts his hands up and like bends to one side, like kind of like a yoga thing. Yeah. Ooh. Anyway, there's a little, you guys are chilling and a little bell rings inside of the Batcave. And Anders gets up and he like looks around. He goes over to the staircase that you guys used to get in and out. And he actually, you guys have never noticed it, but he opens up a panel that's in the door there that just looks like a normal brick. He actually like moves it and slides it over to the side. And there's a little bird sitting in there. And he puts his hand up and it jumps onto his wrist and he holds it up to his ear. And you hear like chitter chatter, like chirping, and he nods his head and puts his wrist back, and the bird jumps out. He closes the panel, and he looks at you guys. He says, a couple hours have gone by and you guys are resting. Mm. And he's like, hey, Stan, we got some movement on Grace. He said, and Stan says, oh. And Anders says, so boys, we know where Harvey is. I'm sure you guys like relayed what happened to him. And he's like, so he would in the downtime before that, he's like, so yeah. You couldn't reason with him, huh?
No, he almost seemed as if he was a different person. He did not that he knew us before we were in costume, but he seemed unwilling. And like I said, another person.
Back to this, fast forward to the present.
Do you speak bird? Just very fast, really. Just a small comment.
Speak with animals.
Ah, yes. Okay. Continue. I apologize. You know,
messenger magic is one of our fortes here. It's really served us well.
That's dope.
We have word from an outside source that says Grace has left her apartment. She got into what sounds like a very funny looking cart that you guys, I'm sure, described to me earlier.
Yes.
Looks like somebody sandwiched that bad boy together.
Two halves and just...
Little on the nose, but...
Tis true.
She got in the cart and it looks like they went to a place called the Wild Deuce, old gambling operation that was shut down by Harvey himself. Old crime boss used to make his home there. Looks like this is where he's holding up.
Let's go get him.
Yeah.
I think for Grace's safety. Yes, let's do that. Are you guys sure you're okay to move?
I mean, we're as good as we can be.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.